Today's daf is daf Tezvav, so we are the first wide line down on Tezvav. Gemara quotes a brisa b'masnisa tana kol shemasav umaisa avosav stumim. Any time where it's listing a person's name, ben his father Ploni, ben Ploni, ben Ploni, and the stumim, the actions, the maisi yodav are stumim, are hidden. Uprat lecha kasa be'achamehem, and the pasuk singles out one of them l'shvach to praise one of them. Kigon, the Gemara brings the example. The pasuk is found in Tzfanya. Dvar Hashem asher haya el Tzfanya. Ben Kushi, Ben Gedalia, Ben Amaria, Ben Chizkia. So that whole pasuk, we're saying, Biadua Shehu Tzadik Ben Tzadik. If again, it has everyone's name Stam, doesn't describe their actions, but they pull out one of them and say he was a Tzadik, tells that the whole lineage, the whole family were Tzadikim as well. But the chol shapat lecha kasa be'achamehem leganai. But if they single out one of them, that he was leganai, that he was a rasha, kigon. We have the example in pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk says vahi bechodesh hashvi bo yishma ben nesanya ben ilishama. So then the halach is that tells us biyadua shu rasha ben rasha. If it just singles out one leganai, that tells us that the entire mishpacha were sham as well. Marnak says Amar of Nachman Malachi zem Mordechai. Malachi was Mordechai. So lama nikra shma Malachi? If his name was really Mordechai, why did they change his name? So Shehaya Mishnah Lamelech, he was second in command to the Melech, so he earned the title Malachi, but his real name was Mordechai. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks the question, Baruch ben Nirya, Visharya ben Menasseh, Vadaniel, Mordechai, Belsha, Nechagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Kulam nisnavu b'shnas shtayim l'dayavish. All those mentioned are all prophesied during the times, the second year of Dayavish. And it separates Mordechai from Malachi. Obviously, they're two separate individuals. It wasn't one and the same. It's a Tiyufta. Tiyufta is always when an Amora is challenged by a Brisa. An Amora is not allowed to argue in a Brisa. So when you find a Brisa that goes against an Amora, it's a Tiyufta against the Amora. There's nothing else. He can't respond to anything. So either he's a checkmate, it's a Tiyufta, or he can come back and find another Tana who supports what he says, or he could read the Brisa in a different way. Maybe there is a mistake. The Gemara says it's the Tiyufta, that it's an unanswerable question. Rav Nachman was clearly wrong that Malachi wasn't Mordechai. Tani, the Brisa says, Amar Yishub ben Karcha, Malachi ze Ezra. Chacham Omrim Malachi Shemo. No, it's a separate individual. It wasn't Ezra. His name was Malachi, and that's who he was. So Amar Rav Nachman explains, Mestavra Kiman Damar Malachi ze Ezra. It makes sense that Malachi was really Ezra. How do we know this? Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Benivios Malachi, it says in describing one of the prophecies of Malachi, Bogda Yehuda v'soeva nasa b'Yisrael. Yehuda rebelled, and there's a tremendous abomination done within Klai Yisrael. U'b'Yishlaim kichal Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ahava u'bal bas el nechar. So apparently they intermarried. That's what took place in a Navi, in a Nevuah described by Malachi. U'man afrish nashim v'achrios. Who was the one who is empowered to separate the Jews from the non-Jews? It was Ezra. We have a pasuk that says, "Vayan Shchani ben Yechiel mibnei Elam dayomer leEzra." He says to Ezra, "Anachnu me'aleinu be'elokenu, anachnu ma'alnu be'elokenu. We rebelled against our God, but noshim nashim nachrios married non-Jewish women." So we see Ezra and Malachi had the same goal to try to accomplish. So it's very possible to say that they're the same person. Either way, it's a machlokas. It's a two-way machlokas. Again, nobody says it's Mordechai because that's been rejected. Malachi either was an independent person or he was Ezra. Mark quotes a brayso now. Tanu Rabbanan arba noshim yafyafios hayu ba'olam. There were four really beautiful women that lived in this world. Sarah and Avigal, Rachel. We usually don't read the parentheses here, but otherwise there wouldn't be four. It would be just Rachel, Sarah, and Esther. So it says four, so we read them. It's just probably out of order. It should be Rachel and Avigal because of the when each person lived. It goes in order. Sarah was the first, then Rachel, then Avigal, and then Esther. So Laman, Damar, Esther, Yirak Rukes Hayisa, the one who says Esther was really green, not so attractive. How could she be one of the four? So then, according to that opinion, Mapik Esther, Umayl Vashi, they remove Esther from the group, and really Vashi is the fourth one. Tanur Rabbanim, Mark quotes a Bryce now, Rachel Bishma Zinsa. When a person were to say the name of Rachel alone, that itself leads to Zinus. Yael Bakola, Yael had a very beautiful voice. I don't know if it means when she spoke or when she sang, but she had a beautiful voice. That also caused one to be Mizana. Avigail Bezechiras, by just simply remembering Avigail, that also caused Zinus. And Michal Bashal, Michal, the daughter of Shal, Beriasa, by looking at her. So obviously the question is, if she was so beautiful, so why isn't she on the list of the four most pretty ladies in the world? I'm not sure the answer to that. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaOmer Rachav Rachav Yad Nikri. The Gemara appears in Tainus as well. Rabbi Yitzchak said, anybody who says the name Rachav twice automatically becomes a Baal Kerub. So Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Ana Amina Rachav Rachav Velo Ichpas Li. I said her name and it didn't happen to me. Amar Lei Ki Kamina. When I said this, it's only true. Biyodav Mekira. If you knew her and you recognized her well, then by reciting the name as Rachav Rachav twice, that would cause one to be a Baal Kerub. Mar now goes back into darshing the Pesukim in Esther. Mordechai Yodas Kol Asher Nasa. And Mordechai knew everything that had happened. My, what did he know? What happened? So Amar Rav, Amar Gava Haman Me'achashverosh. If you look at Rashi, around halfway down the lines here, Gava Haman Me'achashverosh. Interesting line, Rashi above that actually. Rav Amar Kachayat Soek. That's what he would scream. Rav would scream that? What's going on there? Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, I got you. What in Mordechai, we have to read the continuation of the pasuk. Remember the Gomer. The pasuk says Mordechai yod des kasher nasa v'yete besoch ha'ir. The pasuk says it's not in the Gemara here. It's in the pasuk. V'yizak is za'aka gedola amar. He started screaming in the streets. What was he screaming? That's where the discussion. That's what Rashi's explained to us. So what was Mordechai screaming in the streets? So Rav said he was screaming amar gavo haman me'achashverosh. So Rashi explains now, what does it mean, Gava Haman Me'achashverosh? Shemalu Libo Lidaber Mashalo Allah Alev Achashverosh, that Haman had convinced, had filled, put in the heart, put in the mind of Achashverosh to do what Achashverosh didn't plan to do. So Haman had filled up Achashverosh's mind with these bad ideas. That's what he was screaming. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said that no, Gavar Malka Ilah Mimalka Tata, that the kingdom above in the Elyonim in Shemayim had overcome the kingdom below. That's what he was screaming in the streets. So then the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Esther that says, "Vatischalcha malka." Something became disgusting. What became disgusting? Rashi says, "Nismasmes chala gufa." She became very disgusting in some way. How so? So my vatischalcha asks the Gemara, "Amarav shepirsanida." When she started hearing all the screaming, she got very, very scared. She was very concerned, so she became anida. Rabbi Yirmi Amar Shehutzrach LeNekeva, that caused her, she needed to go to the bathroom. That was her response. That was the what the pachad had done to her. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk Vatikra Esther LeHasach. She had called it LeHasach. Who's Hasach? I'm a Rav Hasach. Ze Daniel. It's another name for Daniel. Lama Nikra Shmo Hasach. Why was that his other name? Shechaschu Migdulasa. He was cut down from his initial post. Why was he cut down? What happened? Why did he lose his position? So does Rashi explain this? Let's see. I shouldn't explain why this happened, but he had Achashverosh has cut his position down, so he was lost what he initially was, his high status. Shmuel Amar Shekol Divrei Malchus Nechtachan Alpiv. No, because he was so high up, everything that was really taking place was based on what he said. His decision, what he told Achashverosh to do, was really the final decision, and that's why it's called Chasach. He decided. He made the decisions in the Malchus. The Das Mazer Amazer, wanting to know what was this and what was that. What does this refer to? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Shalchu Lo. So Esther sent to Mordechai, trying to figure out what's going on here. Shema Avru Yisrael Al Chamishechum Shetorah. Is it possible, she says to Mordechai, that they violated the entire Torah? They threw out the Torah. Dechsev Behen Mizeh Umizehim Ksuvim. That's from Kisisa, I believe, talking about the Luchos. They're able to see from both sides the same Mizeh Umizeh. Same lashon Ladas. So maybe she suggested maybe they are violating the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Baron that quotes the pasuk, "Ve'agidu leMordechai divrei Esther," and they told Mordechai the words of Esther. They reported back to Mordechai. They had this conversation, as we all know, back and forth. They were sending messengers from Mordechai to Esther and Esther to Mordechai. So they told Mordechai, "Ve'ilu ihu lo azul legave." So what do you mean they? Wasn't Daniel the one going back and forth? Wasn't he the one who was telling the messengers? So Gemara points out, V'yagidu, they told him, but he himself did not tell. Why not? What happened to him? Mikan she'ein ma'ishivin ala kakala. You're not supposed to report bad news. There's some people who love telling people when there's someone dies. They love it. They love being the first one to know. You know, you hear so-and-so's died, this person's sick. Some people love telling bad news. For whatever reason that is, they like to know the gossip. But a person really shouldn't share bad news. Sometimes people have to know about it, and you have to let them know what happens. But you shouldn't be just the one. That should be your goal, to pass along bad news. So Daniel didn't want to tell the bad news to Mordechai. So someone else told Mordechai instead. So then it says, "Lech Knosis Kol Yehudim, go gather together all the Jews, and we of course need to read the Gomer here. So what's the Gomer? Let's see. Leich Knos is called Yehudim. Hanimtsam b'shushan v'tsumu alai. Let them fast upon me, Esther says. Gather them together and let them fast while I go into the Achashverosh. Val tochlu val tishu, don't eat, don't drink. Shlosha yomim laila v'yom. Day and night, night and day. Gamani v'narosi atzum. Cain will also fast, the Pasuk says. Uvechein avo el amach. And with this, I'll enter into the palace. Ashelo chadas v'chasher avati avati. I will go lo chadas against the rules. The rules were you're not allowed to go into the palace without being called, being summoned. And I'll be lost to you. So what's going on here? The Gemara says, ad asher lo chadas. That's the entire Pasuk. Amar Rabbi Abba, shelo kadas haya. It was incorrect. It wasn't the way it normally was. Shebechol yom vayon, every other day, ad achsha bonus. She was always forced to be with Achashverosh against her will. Achsha baratam, and now she's willingly going to Achashverosh in order to get to the bottom of what's going on here. Uchasher vadzi avadzi, and we also read this in a very sad tone. In the Eicha tune, we read this. Anyone want to offer that tune? So now we really feel it. So we're almost there. So she says, I'm lost, I'm lost. What does it mean, I'm lost, I'm lost? Kishem shevadati mibes abba, kach obed mimcha. Just like I was lost from the house of my father, so too, I'm lost from you. Because as Rashi tells us, she's lost from the house of the father because she was an orphan, she lost her parents. Avati mimcha, says Rashi, v'asur ani l'cha nam asur to you. The Eishes Yisrael shenensa, a woman who's married to a Jew, who's, let's say, raped, she's not going to be, she's muteris labaila, unless it's a kohen. An Eishes kohen's usher, if she's be'ones, she's usher to her husband. If she's an Eishes Yisrael, if it's ones, then she's mutter to stay married. However, this case, as we just learned, is v'ratzon. She did this willingly in order to accomplish what she needed to accomplish. Therefore, she's asur labaila. She's no longer permitted to stay married to Mordechai. That's why we rated avadati, avadati. Ve'avor Mordechai, and Mordechai passed. What do you mean he passed what? Amarav, Rav explains, Shehevir Yom Rishon Shel Pesach Batinus. The first day of Pesach, the first of the three fast days took place on Pesach, and he violated, there's a mitzvah of Simachta Bechagecha, you have to eat, and there's a Gemara in Pesachim and Beya and elsewhere, Achokit Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. So how a person is supposed to spend this day? Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem. Gemara in Pesachim talk about, there's a pasuk that says, by Shu Atzeres Lashem, Atzeres Lachem, I think it is. Is it to you or is it Tashem? So Rabbi Yeshua says you have to split it equally. Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lashem. Half the day eating a suda, half the day learning and davening. But Rabbi Eliezer says no. O Kul Lashem, O Kul Lachem. You have to make a decision. Either designate the entire day for learning and davening, no eating, or designate the entire day to eating. And the Gemara in Be'er is talking about a situation where once he was darshaning on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Eliezer was giving a drasha on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody left. First, the back row left to go eat, and then the next row, and the next hour, the next row left. He said, where are these guys going? They're missing out on the all the shir that I'm giving. And they're all big bali taiva. So what do you mean? Don't they have to have a mitzvah of eating a suda on Rosh Hashanah? So they say, so Rabbi Lazar is l'shita, so that you're allowed to have kula l'ashem. You could spend the entire day. So the fact that the Gemara says here that he was over on Yontif by fasting, l'chore, he's not passing like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer would be okay with fasting as long as you're learning and davening. So it seemed like he passes like Rabbi Yeshua.
Isn't that a year early?
A year early, what do you mean? Oh, before the whole story, everything comes around, yes.
So he waited 2 weeks and then he said, we're going to start fasting on Pesach? I mean, like...
I don't know the entire timeline. But yes, I don't know. I wonder if anyone makes this point, though, about Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua. But let me just look 1 second here. There's a very long footnote here. Not about this, though. Okay, so that's all according to Rav. Shmuel Amar De'avar Arkuma De'maya, that he passed through some body of water. Why was he passing through a body of water? Rashi explains, Le'esof HaYehudim Sheba'iv Arsheni. He needed to gather Leich Knos Kol HaYehudim. He needed to gather everybody. So they didn't have cell phones out there to tell people to come, so he had to go physically to every single location and community to invite them to come, gather together to fast and to daven. Vahiba Yom HaShlishi was the third day, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, big day, Malchus rather, she wore Malchus. What do you mean? Big day Malchus, me by the way. We already had this the other day. She should have worn the clothing of Malchus. You don't wear Malchus, you wear big day Malchus. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Milamid Shalav Shasa, Ruach HaKodesh. She wore upon her Ruach HaKodesh. How do we know? Ksiv Hacha Vatilbash, it says Tilbash in this Pasuk by Esther. Ksiv Hasim, it's written elsewhere, Ruach Lavsha Esa Masai. So we see that the wearing is very connected to Ruach HaKodesh. So she wore Ruach HaKodesh. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina Liyol, Amalti Bracha Hedio Lekala Beinecha. A bracha from just a regular person should never be light in your eye. You should be willing to take a bracha from anybody, because they're powerful. Anybody's bracha is powerful. Sheharei, Shnei Gdolei Hador, Baruchum, Shnei Hadyotos. Two great giants had blessed two regular people. V'niskayim behem, and they were fulfilled within them. V'eluhein, David v'Daniel. Okay. David, the Baruchia Aravna, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer, Aravna El HaMelech, and he said to the king, he said to David HaMelech, and Hashem El Kecha Yirtzech, the rest of the Pasuk says, and it says further that there was a big plague, and the plague stopped. So apparently that bracha had worked. They stopped the plague. Daniel, what about Daniel? Debarche Dayavish, he blessed Dayavish, Dichsev El Keich, Diant Plachli Besidir, who Yeshe Zivinach. Daniel, if you haven't noticed by now, is not Hebrew, it's written in Aramaic, hard to understand what he's saying. He says that your God that you serve is always protecting you. And apparently by that protecting, Daniel, of course, was saved by the lions. So that bracha came true as well. So a bracha of a hedyo is also miskayim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, d'alti klaus hedyo kal beinecha. So too on the flip side, a curse of a hedyo shouldn't either be too lenient, shouldn't be too kal. You should also take them very seriously. Sharei Avimelech kila es Sarah. Avimelech had cursed Sarah. It says in the Pasuk, Hinei hu lach kisuseinayim, he said this is going to be an area for you to cover your face, so people should know that you're a married woman, cover your eyes. So, v'niskayim bizara, and that happened with her child, v'hi kizakein Yitzchak v'techena enav, that his eyes became very dim, he became almost blind, if not fully blind. That was niskayim in the children, not with Sarah herself, but with Yitzchak Avinu. Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Bo Re'ei Shelo Kimidas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas Baser V'Dam." Hashem, of course, is very different than man. Midas Baser V'Dam Adam Shofes. A person first places Hakadera onto the oven, onto the stove. The Achar Kach Nosin L'Soch Hamayim. Then he puts water in. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is very, very different. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Nosin Mayim. He first places water in the air. The Achar Kach Shofes Hakadera. Then he places the pot. What does that mean? Referring to Lekai Mashinemar, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Lekol Tito Hamon Mayim Beshamayim. Then the rest of the Pasuk says, Vayale Nisim, he places water in the skies, and only afterwards do the clouds come and absorb the water. The water comes before the pot. Okay, the reason why I bring this is because it's just a statement that's in the name of Rabbi Elazar and the name of Rabbi Chanina, just to be consistent with the whole theme here of those people speaking, but nothing to do with Purim, at least to my knowledge. Another statement in their name, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omro, Mevi Geula Liolam, Shenemar V'Tomer Esther LaMelech B'Shem Mordechai. Esther poured it back to Achashverosh in the name of Mordechai that Bigtan and Teresh wanted to kill him, so because of that led to the Geula. So it's a very, very interesting line, but quoting someone's name is very important. So it's really interesting that this Gemara appears, I think, two other places, maybe Becharos and Chulin. What did it say? Nida? I missed one. It's not Becharos? Nida in Chulin. Okay. Sure it's not Becharos? Let's check one more time. You're relying on the Mesaras HaShas. I don't see. Where's my notation here? I don't know. That's the Yud. Ah. Nida in Chulin. Okay. Fine. Either way, I think in Chulin, I don't remember in Nida. It doesn't. It says Amar Mar. Like this. Listen. It says Amar Mar. It says, where's the statement here? One second. Let me get my place here. Aramar, Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omro. It doesn't quote the author of this very statement. It doesn't say in the Gemara in Achulin at least, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. It says Amar Mar. So it's a stira. The statement itself, which says that you're supposed to quote B'Shem Omro, doesn't quote B'Shem Omro. So I think what you could suggest is that the Rambam, in his Psiche, explains, he doesn't quote everything. He doesn't have all the sources. That was one of the big tainas. And the Rambam, who created this masterpiece, the Mishnah Torah, the Yad Chazaka, it's called Yad Chazaka because there are 14 volumes, Yad. 14 volumes, Yad Chazaka. So why doesn't he quote anybody? So I think he explains, if not, that's what the Achronim later on explained, but I think it might be the Rambam himself, that as long as you know that it comes from some valid source, so then it's good enough. You don't have to know who actually said it. Just as long as you know, it came from a valid authority. So too, the Gemara in Chulin is telling us, Amar Mar came from the Mesorah, who actually said it is not as important as long as it's part of the Mesorah. And that's what it means, Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omer, who's part of the Mesorah, then you're Mevi Gula Liolam. Okay, another statement in the name of Amar Rabbi Elazar. Sorry?
Yeah, proof is coming from not a Dvar Torah here.
What do you mean?
That, like, wasn't Dvar Torah that
Esther said b'shem Mordechai. What Esther said, she quoted Mordechai, but like that doesn't like give us proof that if someone says it's Dvar Torah b'shem Omra that.
Granted, so I would be. I think it was a Kavah Chomer. If it's just a simple statement like that, it wasn't a simple statement, but it was a very important statement that she's giving credit to Mordechai for saving his life. So the Kavah Chomer, where Divrei Torah should be connected to the speaker, then certainly you should have to. So how could so? Right. So you're saying maybe there's a difference between Dvar versus Divrei Torah. I would think it's a Kavah Chomer that Dvar Torah, especially the Gemara says in a few places that when you quote someone after they die, their lips speak, based on the pasuk, their lips move. So mamash, when you quote their names or their statements, they're coming back to life. It's Tchias HaMeisim, the Gemara says. So Kavah Chomer, you should quote them. The fact that the Gemara in Chulin just says Amar Mar tells us that you don't have to actually quote them as long as you're quoting it accurately from an accurate source, I think. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Bechanina, Tzadik Avad Ledoro, Avad. When Tzadik is lost, when he dies, it's lost to the generation. So what does that mean, lost to the generation? So it gives a mashal, Mashal Adam She'avda La Margulis, Kol Makam Shehi Margulis Shema, Lo Avda El Labayla. Meaning, wherever the pearl is, wherever that jewel is, the jewel isn't a jewel. The pearl is wherever, no, it's just only lost to the owner. The Tzadik, when the Tzadik's lost, he's still fine himself. His neshama goes into a good place. He's not at a loss. It's the generation that's at a loss. Just like the jewel, it's a jewel wherever it is. It's just only lost to the owner of that pearl. Gemara now says the last two lines of Amun Aleph here, V'cholze enenu shoveli, says Mordechai, says Haman, this is not worth anything to me. The fact that Mordechai is not bowing down to me, everything else is worthless. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina again, B'shah shirah Haman es Mordechai Yoshe b'shar melech, when he saw him sitting down at the gate and not bowing down to him, Amar Kolze Eino Shavali, this is not worth anything to me. Kedir Avchista, the Amar Avchista says, Zeba bepruzboli, vizeba bepruzboti. What does that mean? So Rashi explains here. You look at Rashi before you turn the page, just for a moment. Ze, around seven lines up. Zeba bepruzboli, sounds like a pruzbo. Mordechai ba'ila b'tainis osher. Mordechai was very wealthy. Haman ba'b'tainis oni, who is very, very poor. Shemacher Haman es asmo l'mordechai kodim lachen yamin rabim b'kikari lachem. Haman was very poor and he needed money. He needed food. He needed bread. He sold himself into slavery to Mordechai himself in order to get bread. So that's what it means, zeba prisboli, that I guess Lashon of Prisbol is connected to somehow wealth, probably connected to the ones lending money in the Shemitah Ksafim, the Prisbol right being written for the Ashirim lending money. So Mordechai was very wealthy. And Zeba Prisbolti, going on to Amud Beis now, referring to Haman, that he was very, very poor. So Amar Rapapa explains, V'karile Avda de Mizdavein Betalmi. Now they would make fun of Haman, saying, you were the guy who sold yourself to buy bread, you couldn't afford bread. That was the insult they used to say to Haman. V'cholze, enenu shavli. All of this is not worth anything to me. What do you mean, z'cholze? What's this? What's he, when you say zeh, zeh is always pointing to something. That's what Rashi HaChumash says, that Karsh Baruch had to show Moshe Benu a few things. It says zeh. He had to show them the menorah. He couldn't understand how the menorah was built, so he showed him the menorah. He actually built the menorah for Hashem, for Moshe Benu. What else didn't he understand? He had to be shown. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. This, he had to show the moon. Moshe Benu didn't understand the Sod HaIbor. He didn't understand what it meant for the new moon. What else is there? What?
So it's
the Torah. They don't say that by that one. They say by Shkalim, according to some Midrash. He doesn't understand the Shkalim. We didn't. What's the Shkalim? So HaKadosh Baruch had to take out the Eish of Machzeh Shekah from below the Kisei Kavod. There's a fourth case that when it comes to kosher animals in Parshas Shemini, it says that he had to show them which animals were kosher, which animals were not kosher. That's a fourth, according to some Midrashim. So Zeh means he's pointing to something. He's showing you something. So what was Haman pointing to here? Milamid shekol gnozav she'osa rasha chakukin alibo. All his savings, his gnozav, all his hidden treasures, he had on his, he was wearing some type of chain necklace that was holding on all the assets. U'bashah she'ro es Mordechai, Yoshi b'shar melech, when he saw Mordechai sitting there, and he started insulting him, and wasn't bowing down to him, Amar kolze einu shavali, pointed to his necklace that had all his money, all this is worth nothing to me, if Mordechai is not showing me any respect. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar says, to Amar Mechanina, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liyosat Tara Barosh Kol Tzadvik Tzadvik, Lasid Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, doesn't mean, he's going to place a crown above every person's head, every tzaddik said, Shenemar, the pasuk says, Bayom Ahu, on that day, Yehashem Tzvakos La Teres Tzvi. So we need to read again the Vegomer. What's the Vegomer here?
Gomer is Ulitzfiras Tifara Lishar Amo. So on that day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to place in that terrace a crown on the Tzvi Utzferas Tifara. So what does this pasuk mean? Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Gemara explains my la teres Tzvi Ulitzfiras Tifara. Laosin Tzviono Ulamat Ulam Tafin Tifarto. Those who are doing the Tzviono, those who are doing the Ratzon Hashem, and those who are doing the Tiferes and fulfilling Hashem's Gedula. So what's going on? Those are the ones who are going through. Again, in other words, people following Ratzon Hashem, people following the Torah, they're the ones who are going to be crowned with the Tiferes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoch Lakol, you might think everyone's going to be Zocha to this crown, Lasulavo. Tamilomar Lishar Amo. What's Shar Amo mean? It's Shar Amo. I have you at least on the side here. But you're right in terms of thing. Lemisha Mesim Atmo Kishiraim, the person who makes himself like a leftover of the food. He humbles himself. That's the person who's humble will be Zocha to the crown. Now you learn throughout Shas that many places we see the great the Maila, the Mida of Anivus. One place I like to point to is Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, the Gemara in Erevin tells us why are we passing like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai? Because Beis Hillel had tremendous Anivus. Number one is whenever he quoted the Machlokas, he always quoted Beis Shammai before himself. That's number one. And what was the other reason the Gemara says there? And they even quoted Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai didn't quote them. They even quoted Beis Shammai. And when he quoted Beis Shammai, they quoted Beis Shammai first. So because of the great anivus that Beis Hillel showed, we paskin like Beis Hillel, the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, what does it mean, the continuation of the pasuk where it says, Uluruach Mishpat, the spirits, the wind of judgment, Zeh Adon Es Yitzro, a person who judges his own Yitzro, meaning he does tshuva. That's a person who's going to be Zocha to these crowns. Uli Yoshev Al HaMishpat, a person who sits during judgment. Zeh Hadon Din Emes Lamito, a person who judges correctly. Uli Gvura means Zeh Meskabal Yitzro, a person who's able to overcome his Yitzro Hara. And Mishive Milchama means Shinosim Venosim Bil Milchamto Shetorah, a person who's busy fighting in the war of Torah. And what does it mean? Shara in the pasuk, Elu tamidei chachamim shemashkimim umarivim. What are you guys doing tonight? Those who are waking up early in the morning, and those who are coming late at night, bibati knesses, bati mejashos. These are the types of individuals who are going to be zoche, laslavo, called tzadik tzadik, will be zoche, to an atara that HaKadosh Baruch himself is going to place on the head of each of these tzadikim. Gemara quotes another pasuk now. It doesn't quote the pasuk, but it's referring to a pasuk. So Amri mi das adin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, ma nishanu elu me'elu. So comes along mi das adin, he's like, why are you favoring these individuals over those individuals? What do they do to be so zoche? So why is it fair that Klai Yisrael gets the crowns and the Umos Olam don't get the crowns? So Amri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael asku b'Torah, Umos Olam lo asku b'Torah. Very simple. We're learning Torah, that's how we spend our evening. We're learning Torah every single night. And they're out doing whatever they're doing, whether it be watching TV or going out drinking in bars, whatever they're doing, we're spending time learning and they're not spending time learning. So Amar Lei, so the Din, Mites HaDin speaks back to Kaddish Baruch Hu, however this conversation really works, whatever that means. Gam Eila B'yayin Shago V'Sheikh HaTo, meaning, look at them. Many of them are doing bad things like the Umos Olam. Not everybody's here tonight learning. Some people are learning elsewhere. Other people are doing not the best things. So they're not all perfect. So he says, so Paka Plilia. So those people, Ein Echnami, will be judged in Gehenim. As it says, Ein Paku El Gehenim, that's a reference to Gehenim. Shenemar, Velo Siazos, Lecha, Lufuka. So apparently in the context there, in Shmuel, Lufuka means Gehenim. Vein Plilia El Dayanim, Shenemar, Venosim, Beflilim. So those individuals, you know, you're right. Those guys who are not busy spending their time learning and not doing all these tremendous chesed, Ein Echnami, they will go to Gehenim. But everybody else, all those who are busy spending their time learning and doing chesed, will be Zocha to these crowns. Gemara goes back to quoting the Pesukim in Megillas Esther, "Vatamod b'chatzer beis hamelach hapnimis," and Esther stood in the innermost house or room of the palace. So Amar Rabbi Levi, "Kevan shegila beis hatzlamim." Once she arrived at the house of the idols, where Achashverosh was, "Nistalka himan shechina." The shechina, the Ruach Hakodesh, left her presence; wasn't able to be in the same room as Avodah Zarah. So she calls out Amar. She says, Eli, Eli, Lama Azavtani, my God, Hashem, Hashem, why did you leave me? Shem Atadan al Shogig Kemezit. Maybe you're going to accuse me from doing something I'm doing accidentally. You think I'm doing this on purpose. Val Onis Kirat, I'm telling you, I really don't want to do. I'm forced to do this. I need to go forward as something is Viratzon. Oh, Perhaps Shemal Shikaris of Kelev, maybe because I call Achashverosh a dog. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Hatsila Mecherev Nafshi Miyad Kelev Yichidasi. Please spare me from the sword of the dog Achashverosh. So Chazra Hokratia. So therefore, she called him in better respect, with more respect. And Aryeh called him a lion. Shenemar, right afterwards, the pasuk says, Hoshieni Mipi Aryeh, save me from a lion. So apparently, the Ruach HaKodesh came back to her. Vahi Kirosa Melech Esra Malka. When the king Achashverosh had seen Esther, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shlosha Malachi Asharish Nizdamnu Labotasha. Three Malachim had appeared to her or came in front of her at that very moment. Echad Shigbiya Savara, one to lift her neck up, I guess showing her some level of confidence. Echad Shemashachut Shechesed Aleh, to draw a certain amount of chesed so Achashverosh will find favor in her. And Echad Shemesa Shemasach Es Hasharvit, that the scepter of Achashverosh will extend itself, comma. How long did it extend itself? Amri Rabbi Yirmiya Shtei Amos Haya. It was 2 amos long, let's say approximately 6 feet long. Ve'amida al Shtei Mesrei, and it extended itself to 12 amos. Amri Le others say al Sheish Mesrei, it extended itself 16 amos. Amri Le others say al Esen Varba. So others say it was 24 amos it extended. Ve'masnisa Tana al Shishim. Another source says it was actually 60 amos. Same thing you find Basparo Basya, but we had a pasuk, I think it was yesterday or a few days ago, as she went to the river to say Moshe Benu, as we all know. So her hand also extended itself, according to one opinion was means she sent out her ama, one of her servants or her helpers, to go get the teva, and the other opinion says that her hand miraculously stretched out. So the same achokas we have, whether it's stretched out to 12, or it's stretched out to 16, or to 24, or to 16, same achokas exists by the amasa shel bas paro. The chayin atahomer, you have a parallel debate, b'shinei risham, when it comes to the teeth of the risham, as a pasuk says, d'chsiv shinei risham shibarti, it's a pasuk in Tilim, I believe, right? Marim Brachos talks about this. The vamar ishlakish al tikre shivarta, don't say that it broke, ela sheriveve, said it extended itself, it grew. And the Gemara in Brachos at the end talking about was Og, right? And Og, how they took he tried to put the mountain and crush Klal Yisrael, and there were bugs or ants that kind of made a hole and ended up falling on top of his head, and it became around his neck. Then his teeth grew very long, and it went into the mountain. He couldn't get it over his head until Klal Yisrael finally knocked him over and killed him. That's the last parak in Brachos talks about this story. That's what the reference to this pasuk in Tilim is. So do you have the same idea that the teeth grew in such a way, machlokas, how long it grew? Then the Gemara says, Rabba bar Ofren Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Sheshama Mirabo 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 Masayim. So he heard from his Rebbe, from his Rebbe, that it grew to 200 amos. Gemara quotes another pasuk, Vayomer La Melach Lester. Achashverosh says to Esther, Hamalka, Mabik Bakashaseich, Ad Chatzia Malchus, Mateas. I'll give up until half my Malchus and I'll do whatever you please, whatever you like me to do. So Chatzia Malchus, will call Malchus. Only half the Malchus, but not the entire Malchus. Below Dover Shechotis Lamalchus, and also not something that will divide the Malchus either. Who, mind you, what's something that would divide the Malchus? Binyan Beis HaMikdash, I won't allow you to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, because that will divide the Malchus. Yava Melch v'Haman el Mishta. So Haman and Achashverosh came to the Mishta. They were both invited by Esther. So Tanur Rabbanan, Ma Rasa Esther Shazimna es Haman. What was she thinking when she invited Haman to this party? So Rabbi Elazar Omer Pachim Tamner Lo Pachim. She had hid some type of stumbling block. She wanted him to trip up and mess something up here. She's setting up a whole system here. Shenemar Vahi Shulchanam Lifneim LePach. That their table was there in order for him to mess up, to be a michshel. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer mi beis avia, alam, that she learned from the house of her father, shenemar im rav sonecha, if your enemy is hungry, hechilu lechem, feed him some bread. So she learned that midah from her father. What's the rest of the pasuk? What does it tell us? Where's the pasuk? We go vim tameh hashkia maim, and if he's thirsty, give him what to drink. That was the eighth. It doesn't explain why, but that's a pasuk. So you follow the pasuk, and the pasuk tells you to do something. Rabbi Meir Omer Kadei Shelo Yitol Eita V'Yomer. She was concerned that if she he might go seek out Eita from somebody else and start rebelling. So who is this referring to? This is referring to that Haman. I guess if she wasn't watching over him carefully enough, he might find out some Eita what to do. Then Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kadei Shelo Yakirba She Yehudis. The concern was that she was afraid to have her identity revealed So if she invites Haman to the party and meeting with Haman and Achashverosh, I guess that would continue to cover up that she was really Jewish. Does Rashi say anything on this? Let's see. There's a Rashi right there. Okay. Then Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Kedei Shelo Yomer Yisrael Achos Yeshal Mebeis HaMelech V'yasichu Daitim Nerachman. People are going to say, ah, no worries. It's okay. We have a Jewish lady in the palace. She'll take care of us. We don't need to do anything. She's under control. You have someone high up in the White House, a Jewish person. Don't worry. They'll take everything under control. If Donald Trump becomes president, don't worry. His daughter's Jewish. Everything will be taken care of. We don't have to do anything down here, right? So she didn't want people to stop davening. So therefore, she said that, you know, listen, I'm not covering you guys. I'm inviting Haman. I'm friends with Haman. I'm married to Achashverosh. You guys need to daven hard. That's what she's trying to accomplish. So they did daven hard and it worked. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Kedei Sheyeh Matzila B'chol Eis. She wanted to make sure that she was always seeing what Haman was doing. Make sure that she never lets a moment go by without knowing where he is. She has to stay on top of him, lest he do something bad. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Ula Yargish Hamakom V'yasla Nones. She thought maybe she could start stirring up things in the Elyonim. If Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that she's being friendly with Haman, so maybe upstairs they're going to say, wait a second, what's going on here? And maybe they'll start realizing, let's do something to stop Haman. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Aspir Lopanim Kedei Sheyarghu V'hi. So she was trying to be very friendly and, let's say, flirtatious with Haman and cause jealousy with Achashverosh. Maybe he'll kill me and Haman. She thought, I'll give my life up to save the rest of Klal Yisrael. So he'll kill both me and Haman. That will save everybody. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Melech Hafachvan Haya. He was always switching back and forth. He very easily persuaded in either direction. So therefore, how does that explain anything? So Rashi explains this in the top left, first narrow line down, Melech Hafachvan Haya, V'chozer B'dibur. He always changes his mind. Amra Shema Ochel Lefatoso Lhargo. Maybe he's going to eat and cause him to want to kill him. Vimlo Yehe Muzuman Tavor Hashav Yachserbo. So she wanted to convince Achashverosh to kill Haman. So if Haman's not here, in an hour later he might just forget about it. But if Haman's right here in front of us and I convince him to kill him, he'll kill him right there on the spot. So he's ready to be killed. That's what she was hoping to do. We know it didn't happen, but that was part of her plan, according to this opinion. Then Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin Trichan Anu Lemodai. No, we still need Rabbi Eliezer Hamodai to give us the real pshat, what was going on here. Titania, Rabbi Eliezer Hamodai, Omer Kinaso Bimelech Kinaso Bisarim. So the jealousy of the king is a jealousy within the ministers, the governors that are below him. So she wanted to also stir up similar to one of the answers before. She wanted to stir up some jealousy within Haman in order to have Haman killed. Rabba Amar, Lifnei Shever, Gaon. No, Rabba says she was trying to be Mekayim the Pasuk that appears in Mishlei, that before Shever, before breaking, before a downfall, you need Gaon, you need heights. So she wanted to bring Haman to the highest point he could actually make it, and that will be the next step, means a big downfall for him. That's what she was hoping for. Abai V'Rava, Damar Tavaya, both of them say, Bechomam, Bechumam, Oshis, Es Mishteim. So with heat, in the time of heat or of anger, so that's when I will bring the mishta. I'll give them to drink during the mishta. So based on this pasuk, when's the greatest opportunity to get someone upset, to get Achashverosh upset? Apparently during the mishta. I guess that's what they're trying to accomplish. That's a bad time for Risham during the times of a mishta. So Ashkecha Rabba Bar Avua, one time Rabba Bar Avua. I think the number of Gemara is that he was Zocha Eliyahu HaNavi. He was Zocha to Gilui Eliyahu HaNavi. So one time he encountered Eliyahu HaNavi. And Amr Lai, so he says, they ask Eliyahu HaNavi, Kiman Chazi Esther V'Avda Hachi. So who's right? We have 8 different explanations why she invited Haman to the party. So which one of us are right? And he wasn't one of them. Which one of them were right? So Amr Lai, Eliyahu says, Kekula Tanai V'Chula Amarai. All of them are right. All the Tanai are right. All the Amarai are right. Eilu V'Eilu Divri Lo Kimchaim. We have another Gemara in Gittin which has the same idea. The Gemara in Gittin, Vav Amud Beis, talks about what happened with Pilegish Begiva. Achlok is whether it was a Zvuv or whether it was a Seyar that she was caused to, she was thrown out of the house. And it's Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Abahu, they have Machlokas. And they ask Eliyahu Navi who's right, and he says they're both right. Elu ve'elu, divrei lo kimchaim. Gemara goes back to the Darshan of Psukim, Vayisaper Lahem Haman, quote Osho, the Robanov. And Haman told them, he told his family about all the children, the wealth he had. So Kama Robanov, what was Robanov? How many children did he actually have? Amarav, Shloshim, he had 30 children. Asara Mesu, 10 of them died naturally. Asara Nislu, 10 of them were hanged, as we know. And Asara Machzir and Al-Plachim, 10 were left in poverty, going from door to door asking for money to eat. Rabbanan, Amri, they say, Olson Shemach Chazun Al-Plachim, Shivim Havia. There are actually 70 children of his who were going door to door asking for money. Dechsiv Sveim Balechem Niskaru, those who are hungry for bread. Al Tikre Sveim Elas Shivim. Read them as 70. There are 70 of his children going from door to door. Rami Bar Abba Amar Kulan Masai Mushmona Havu. There actually were 208 of them. Shinema Virov Banav. The Rov Begematria Masan Var Besar Havu. It's 214 really. Yeah, I thought you said 208 before. Okay. Abav, Summer of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, the Rov Ksiv, it's written without with the Chaser Vav, that gives us 208. Balai Lahu, Nidada Shnas HaMelech. You want to do it again, Ben? Yeah? Balai Lahu, no? We need the effect here. That's another Eichatun. Balai Lahu, Nidada Shnas HaMelech. That night, so the sleep of the king, well, he couldn't fall asleep. Summer B'Tanchum, Nidada Shnas Malko Shel Olam. It wasn't the melech of Achashverosh, it was the melech of the Olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gra actually writes that whenever the word melech appears alone without the name Achashverosh, it's a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Malchei HaMelechim. So we say here, melech, this is the raya for that, it's Shnas HaMelech, the king. So Nadidu Shnas Malko Shel Olam. Rabban Amri, Nadidu Alyonim, Nadidu Tachtonim. Both the world above and the world below. It sounded like the Malachim above had caused the Achashverosh to wake up and not fall back asleep. So Rav Amar, Rav explained, Shnas HaMelech Achashverosh Mamish, it was actually Naflalei Milse Bedaita. It was actually referring to Achashverosh asleep. And something came in his mind, and Amar, he said to himself, Man de Kaman de Zamse Estel Haman. He started trying to figure out, what was going on here? I just came back from this party. Why in the world did my wife Esther invite Haman to the party? Very strange. They started to think, and Dilma Itza Kashakli Lava Dahu Gavril Mikle. Maybe they're trying to conjure up some plan to kill me. Hadar Amr, so then he said, Ihachi, that's the case if they're trying to kill me. Lohava Gavra Dirachamli Dahavi Modili? Do I not have anyone close to me that's not going to tell me what went on? I have no good friends anywhere. Hadar Amr, then he said, wait a second. Dilma Ika Inish David Betivusav Loparata, as we know, maybe there's someone who did me a favor once in the past and I never repaid him. Maybe that's why no one likes me anymore. So Mishim Hachi Mimna Inshev Lo Migali. That's why people are not—they're holding back and not telling me what's going on here. So he says, Miyad VaYomer LaHavia Sefer Azechonos Divrei Yamim. Go bring me back my storybook. Let's go through, see what who I missed, and we'll pay them back. Vahi in the Krum, and it was read Milamed Shen Nikrum Me'aleim. Then say VaYu Korum that they read in front of him. Nikrum is passive. It was being read in front of him. It's a very strange way to speak. It should say, and they read to him. Why Nikrum? Because they were being read automatically by itself. How so? So, V'yimtsa Kosov, and it turns out that it was written, V'yimtsa Kosov. Kosov, me by the way, it should be Kosov that it was written in the past. Not Kosov is more of a hova, and currently it's being written. So, as we know, famously, Melamed to teach us, Sheshim Shai Mochek, that his aides, his servants, were busy erasing, because we know it was talking about Mordechai was the one who did a tova and was never repaid back for telling Achashverosh that Bigson and Sarah tried killing him. But so they tried erasing it. They didn't want Mordechai to get any reward. However, came along the Gavriel Kosev. He was busy writing. That's what means Kosev. That's what means it was being Nikrum. It was being read against their will because they wanted to erase it, but it kept on being rewritten and forcibly having to be read in front of Achashverosh. Okay, we'll stop here.